Time's almost gone, and I'm not planning on saying much. I appreciate what's been given. Just when I got here, I looked around and I saw a lot of gray hair. And I also see a lot of empty seats. And I know it wasn't always this way. And I'd just like to pass on a little bit of, I hope, encouragement. Just from the epistle, two epistles to the Thessalonians, and I'm not going to read very many verses there, and I'm sure that those who I'm particularly addressing are very well acquainted with the passages that I'm going to refer to. But just to start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, well, perhaps we could start with verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you, all making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. You know, Paul, as I think it was mentioned earlier, he spent 3 weeks in Thessalonica, and then he'd been chased out of the area, and all these people had been saved through him. And they had turned to, like it says in verse 9, they had turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven. They were rejoicing in what they had heard of the gospel. It was a thrilling time, and they were excited about being Christians. They were excited about the Lord Jesus coming back. It was a happy time. But in between 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, there was some changes. Perhaps best reflected, as you would have probably all know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. But there's no mention any longer of the hope that they had, and it's no longer a work of the faith, like it says. It's not a work of faith, it's not a labor of love. They still have the faith and the love, but it was kind of getting toned down. And I'm afraid I know what that's all about. And they had experienced a lot of persecution, and some people had died. People, perhaps, that they had looked up to and had been following along with, and they were no longer present. And they were getting discouraged, and they had even gotten an epistle from somebody pretending to be Paul, who, at least it seems this way, who told them that they were in the tribulation time because things were so difficult. And they were getting ready, really discouraged. And as they received this letter from the Apostle Paul, I always like to think that for each one of these letters that we find in the Bible, somebody had to value it enough to save it. Somebody found something in here that they thought was worth holding on to. And if I may suggest, and I'm just going to read these verses because we don't have time to go further anyway, but there's a little chunk in here that I think is good for every one of us if we stop and think it over. As they were reading through this letter from the Apostle Paul, they came to this little piece. And it's another one of these giving thanks sections. Chapter 2, in verse 13, and I'm just going to read it, and I encourage you to think over what's really being said here. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
Hymn number 46 in the appendix. How wide out of the words of the soul which would revive my heart, to thee which would be thy birth, if thee would flow ahead of thy constitution. So give me quickly to return, cause my heart to rest in the earth. 46 in the appendix. And it would stand.
All right.